You're listening to SBS News.
The result of the division is 59 ayes, 31 noes. I declare the motion passed and the bill passed.
That was the moment the bill to decriminalise abortions cleared its first hurdle after days of impassioned debate. New South Wales Liberal MP Tanya Davies explains.
I have never, ever been so inundated and called upon to reject something.
The bill allows terminations in the first 22 weeks of pregnancy and even beyond if approved by two doctors. It was brought to Parliament by Independent MP Alex Greenwich, who described the moment as historic.
This was a historic moment for our Parliament and an important moment for our Parliament as we all came together in support of women in New South Wales and in support of protecting reproductive rights and doctors.
Preborn babies are human too! Preborn babies are human too!
The bill sparked protests outside Parliament and has been fiercely opposed by some religious groups. Sydney's Catholic Archbishop Anthony Fisher is one of those opposed to the bill.
I think we judge a civilisation by how it treats its weakest members. And there is nothing in this bill to help distressed pregnant women or their unborn babies.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has told a Conservative conference that he believes this latest push to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales and Victoria's new assisted dying laws have allowed what he calls death on demand to become a reality in Australia. The bill still needs to pass the state's upper house and will be considered by a Legislative Council inquiry next week. It is expected to be voted on the following week. Labor MP Penny Sharp is hopeful the bill will pass the upper house.
Look, I am cautiously optimistic, as I always am, that we'll actually get it through the upper house. But look, there's no doubt there are some very strong people who are very opposed to this bill.
If the bill overcomes its final hurdle, New South Wales' abortion laws will be brought in line with other states and territories across the nation. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.